6. Performance multiplier number 2, chief of staff. Jill led an enormous healthcare company. Accountable for several hospitals, outpatient clinics, and urgent care facilities, she had a massive number of people working under her, and she had an equally large number of contacts outside the company. She also had a big heart and truly cared about the well-being of all her patients and their families. As is the case with many CEOs, when customers would get angry or upset because their problems were not being handled by the department they were working with, Jill would receive calls about it. Every day, there were numerous calls from patients or their family members. For a long time, she tried to speak with each one. Because of that, people knew they could always call Jill if they weren't getting satisfaction elsewhere in the network. Unfortunately, Jill was nothing more than an ear for these people. HIPAA laws prevented her from discussing cases involving the friends or family members of the callers. And as for the patients themselves, often Jill would wind up transferring them to the appropriate department. She didn't want to upset people any more than they already were. After all, if they were calling the CEO of a healthcare company, they must have some pretty emotionally charged problems. But the calls just took up too much of her time. She had to put a stop to the interruptions and leaned on her EA, Ethan, to do that. Ethan created a system for dealing with the calls. He first communicated with the various departments within the organization, asking them what kind of disgruntled patient problems they could handle. He then mapped out a response plan so that when Jill's office received a call about a patient, he could lend them an ear, then connect them with the correct person to help the patient. He handled those calls well. Jill was impressed with the compassion he gave patients and their loved ones and his efficient method of finding solutions. She was equally pleased with the hours she got back in her day simply by not taking those calls, which inspired her to trust Ethan with more of her communications. Soon, very few calls came directly to Jill. Instead, Ethan became the point of contact for everyone. He answered questions, filtered incoming information, and he redirected as appropriate. If he didn't have the answers to questions immediately, he'd check in with Jill at a time that was convenient for her, ask her the questions that needed answering, and return the call or email. Jill grew ever more productive, saved hours out of each day, and experienced far less aggravation once she allowed her EA to serve as her chief of staff and act as her point of contact. Your EA as chief of staff. Traditionally, a chief of staff is someone who is hired at the direct report level to sit on strategy and C-suite meetings. They are expected to track progress and push toward quarterly and yearly goals. They know what KPIs to measure performance, who controls what, and what levers to push or pull to ensure expectations are being met. That is not the kind of chief of staff we are talking about here, though. However, your EA will share the same type of knowledge base a traditional chief of staff would have. When we talk about relying on your EA as a chief of staff, we mean making them a singular point of contact for you. In that sense, they know who is responsible for doing what and what you expect out of them. But they are not responsible for tracking, guiding, or ensuring progress is made. They have more of a logistical and immediate role than strategic. From both within your organization and from without, you have an enormous audience of people who will want your attention at different times, but may not exactly need it. Perhaps it's your landscaper who calls to make an appointment to winterize your home irrigation system. Or maybe you are a chair of a board of directors and the board members call you frequently to confirm the date and time of meetings. Or it could be any number of other examples. The point is, your EA can handle most of them. Instead of providing your contact information to everyone, give your EAs. Let them be the gatekeeper and determine who can actually reach you. That will cut out many hours of your week, or day even, spent on calls that are unnecessary for you to handle personally. As chief of staff, your EA represents you and is the receiver of the information that comes at you from all directions, including people from the mailroom to the chairman of the board to the people outside of the office who interact with you in any way. Your EA receives the information, filters it, distills it down into digestible and applicable pieces, organizes it, prioritizes it, and then involves you only if need be. You can also be proactive about this by looking over your to-do list and transferring anything to your EA's plate that does not require your personal attention, such as reaching out to check in on people, following up, or providing quick answers. This doesn't mean you have to alienate yourself from everybody. You can strategically target who and even what subjects you want your EA to handle as chief of staff. For example, when Steph worked at a fashion house, her principal liked to have Steph serve as the person to collect feedback, input, and other information from the various head designers and chief creative officer. She'd coalesce and organize material, coordinating the various pieces to provide to her principal in a way that would be easy for him to then incorporate into a presentation. Similarly, Ethan has a client he works with now who holds a key issue meeting once a month. Prior to the meeting, Ethan connects with all of the direct reports and department heads to ensure they supply the necessary information to the individuals who attend that meeting a few days in advance. In that way, Ethan is the heavy, putting the pressure on individuals to provide the information when it is due. Ethan also knows which ones tend to wait until the last minute, or even send it in late, so he is able to be proactive and send them a note a few days before when the others are nudged. In both situations, Steph and Ethan are the points of contact for particular meetings, which saves their principals both the time and aggravation required to pull together the information necessary ahead of time. You can also isolate particular groups for your EA to handle, which is what Ethan did for a principal who led about 60 executives supported by a team of 12 assistants. His principal didn't want to have to deal with the assistants since her hands were full enough with the executives, so she handed the reins over to Ethan. He was the one who partnered with HR to speak, confidentially, about who was good at their job, who needed some work, new hire compensation and training, any interpersonal issues that needed to be addressed, and so on. His principal never had to deal with anything that had to do with these dozen assistants, which allowed her more mental and temporal space for her other responsibilities. Another way your EA can be your chief of staff is to have them facilitate any debriefing sessions following an event or meeting. This sort of discourse can be managed as a formalized debriefing meeting, or it can be handled in a very informal way. Ethan handled the debriefing of senior leader meetings by sitting outside the room where they were taking place. When the meetings ended, the direct reports would stop by his desk as they filed out and let them know what they were expected to do or if they needed a private meeting with the principal. Ethan would take notes and send a recap email to everyone, summarizing the meeting in general and reiterating everyone's next steps. He'd also ask if his email was accurate and complete, which gave people an opportunity to fill in any blanks. With this process, the principal didn't have to follow up with each direct report to ensure they knew what was expected of them, and the email's contents could be used as part of the agenda for the next meeting. Benefits. It's pretty clear that the primary benefit of allowing your EA to be your chief of staff is time saved. The broader the range of people or circumstances you hand over to them under this designation, the more time you will get to add back into your day. That range can even include your child's nanny, your landscaper, or other non-work-related people. It can be hard, at first, to empower your EA to speak to your nanny for you or to provide them with your dry cleaner's information. You may be concerned about bothering your EA with something trivial. Rest assured, your EA has your back. If you have a top-level assistant, they should be looking at their role as encompassing anything and everything they can to save you time. They see giving their principal some time back into their day as a win for the principal, for them, and for the company. Of course, there are those executives who, again, must wrestle with this notion of trust. Still others may be reluctant to pass the communication baton over because they really do not want to let go of the reins and cede that kind of control over to anyone. If you are struggling with a feeling of lack of control, look at it in terms of saving money and time. Do you know how much your time is worth? If you're a business owner, you may never consider your income from an hourly wage perspective, but try this exercise to get close. Take your annual net profit and divide it by 2,080, 40 hours a week multiplied by 52 weeks comes out to 2,080 hours. That resulting number is how much your hourly time is worth. For example, net profit $350,000 divided by 2,080 equals $168 per hour. If you spend just 1 hour per week talking to people your EA could talk to, and let's face it, you probably spend at least 1 hour per day talking to people your EA could handle, that means over the course of 1 year, you will spend the equivalent of $8,736 on your own wasted time. $168 times 52 equals $8,736. Aside from the time wasted, think back to the reason why you brought on an EA to begin with. Were you a bottleneck to progress because you were juggling too many balls to be able to respond to proposals, provide your approval, or otherwise follow up on what you needed to follow up on? Handing the chief of staff ball off to your EA will open up a little more breathing room. Use that room to give yourself the time to focus on more important work. Once your EA steps into that role of performance multiplier, all of their superpowers will be set free. They'll be able to monitor your communications and notice that you have not had a chance to reply to an email, even though you have the answer, and they can, with your permission, reply for you. If you don't have the answer, they can use their ESP. Research the subject to provide you what you need so you can answer it with the right information. Synchronization will be frequently used for this position too, in that they will know when to confer with you about topics they cannot handle on their own. Empowering your EA Chief of Staff. If you think it is worth empowering your EA to be your chief of staff, it's a simple process. Figure out who must go through that person before they get to you. Of course, everyone who must go to the EA first needs to be aware of the process. Likewise, your EA needs to know they can no longer answer the phone, find out who is calling, and immediately pass the call through to you. Now they will need to find out who is calling, ask how they can help the caller, and determine next steps from there based on the system the two of you establish. Earlier, we mentioned including your EA's contact info in your email signature line. We are reiterating that here because it's such a great, simple way to reinforce and streamline your desired chain of command. Letting your EA make calls on your behalf and send emails or other correspondence will help build momentum in that direction too. Also know that using your EA as chief of staff will backfire if they have no idea how to step into your shoes and act as your voice. You cannot leverage this performance multiplier without enabling the position through clear communication. If you're going to let your EA interact with your landscaper, for example, they need to know you want your property maintained on Friday because you are holding a large party on Saturday. If you are using your EA as the chief of staff for an event or meeting, then you'll need to be clear about what you expect your EA to do with the information they gather, from whom they need to gather that information, and the timelines involved. To make things easier on everybody, you can send an email to alert all parties that your EA will be your liaison for the event or meeting and include their email address, Slack handle, phone number, and other contact data. There is some crossover between the EA as business partner and the EA as chief of staff. There are times when a principal may consider setting a goal or proceeding in a particular direction, but before they do, they want to know how the idea will be received by the employees. At those times, the principal can ask the EA to check the temperature of the company and see how employees are feeling about the matter at hand. Would they prefer the company picnic to be held in the fall? Did they hate the sweatshirt and swag holiday gifts last year? Your EA can collect intel and report back to you with suggestions in accordance with the employee sentiment.